There's at least one glimmer of hope in the housing downturn. In many markets, the rate of foreclosures has begun slowing down. But that still leaves the nation with a massive problem. Millions of properties in default have created a logjam that has overwhelmed the courts in many states. NPR's Greg Allen reports that in Florida, judges believe they have a solution: special mediation courts that bring lenders and homeowners together.
A few years ago, St. Lucie County on Florida's Atlantic coast was the fastest growing county in America. Today it holds a different distinction. It's home to one of the nation's highest foreclosure rates. St. Lucie County has just 250,000 people, but State Circuit Judge Burton Connor says last year it averaged 750 new foreclosures a month.
If we were to hold that pattern for another year, you would have close to 20,000 homes in foreclosure.
In larger Florida counties, the numbers are even bigger. Last year in Miami-Dade County, foreclosures totaled 100,000. Like many states, Florida requires foreclosures to go before a judge. In some counties, dockets are so clogged that it takes 6 months or more before cases can be scheduled. And the backlog is growing. That's led judges in two judicial circuits that include St. Lucie County and Pensacola to set up a new system for handling foreclosures. Before seeing a judge, borrowers and lenders are now required first to meet with a mediator who will try to help both parties reach a settlement. The special mediation courts are being run by a Florida nonprofit, the Collins Center for Public Policy. Rod Petrie is its president.
Ours is not the answer, it is an answer for a group of people, homeowners who occupy their homes, lenders who have the authority to settle. That's not everybody, but it's a significant number.
Homeowners must first go through credit counseling to determine how large a monthly payment they can afford. Lenders must make available a representative who can make changes to the mortgage. If they don't show up, judges can dismiss the case. It's not just in Florida. Mandatory foreclosure mediation has also been adopted in New Jersey, and it's being considered in Nevada, Minnesota, Connecticut, and other states. It's an idea that has been used for more than a year in Ohio. It was pioneered in Cuyahoga County, where the rising number of foreclosures was a problem even before the housing bust. Tom Malakar of Cleveland Legal Services says lenders there have embraced the program, and for good reason.
I would suggest it's the number of abandoned homes, vacant properties in our communities.
Malakar says lenders have an incentive to keep houses occupied, especially in neighborhoods where vacant homes may be stripped of siding and plumbing and ultimately be abandoned. In Cuyahoga County, Malakar says nearly three-quarters of the foreclosures that go to mediation result in a settlement. Philadelphia is another area where special foreclosure mediation courts have been used and which has been touted as a national model. Erwin Trouse with Philadelphia Legal Services has some 200 clients who are in foreclosure.
Yeah, and I think in many ways it is a model, but I think it shouldn't be oversold.
Trouse says, like Cleveland, Philadelphia has special circumstances that make lenders willing to come to the table and consider ways to keep borrowers in their homes. Philadelphia has a long history of foreclosure prevention programs and a chief judge who's become an activist on the issue. Trouse says creating foreclosure mediation courts by itself isn't enough.
In those cases where you have a lender that's willing to explore resolutions that make economic sense, it provides a forum for that to happen. But it's only as good as the external pressures that exist on the lenders to actually reach resolutions.
In New Jersey and in Florida's St. Lucie County, where mandatory mediation is just beginning, banks are wary. In both places, the number of new foreclosures filed has suddenly dipped dramatically. In the area around St. Lucie County, although the program has been up and running for a few weeks, the first hearings have been slow to get started. Judge Burton Connor helps run the program there.
I think there's still somewhat of a reluctance about being court-ordered into mediation, and that'll be part of the experiment. Can we persuade lenders that it's actually to their benefit, and we believe it is, to their benefit to engage in mediation?
The chief judge has scheduled a meeting with lenders to discuss their participation in the program. In any case, they may have little choice. Several other Florida counties, including Miami-Dade, are also now considering setting up their own special foreclosure mediation courts. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.